Brian.
Hi. Where are you going? Here, okay?
Brian.
Oh, my God. Not coming in. I figured it, man.
Good job, buddy. The Hunt for Answers. The Ugly Pike Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Ugly Pike Podcast on the Outdoor Journal Radio Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Canada's only specialized pike and muskie shop, Izoco. Head over to izocofishing.com and check out all the amazing hand-picked, top-quality gear they have to offer. This episode is also proudly brought to you by Angling Sports, based in London, Ontario, and serving customers throughout Canada and the northern U.S. With over 30 years of unmatched angler support, they offer top-tier fishing products catering to every skill level. Explore their offerings at anglingsports.ca and gear up for an unparalleled fishing experience. All right. Prepare for part two of our conversation with Muskies Canada. If you haven't caught part one yet, head over to iTunes or Spotify and hit that download button and catch up. So today, this episode, we're going to shift gears and dive into the annual Muskie Odyssey on April 13, 2024. Join us as President Ryan Pickering and Treasurer Peter Robertson take us behind the scenes of the world's largest muskie expo.
Cool. Okay, so I feel like, Chris, we can talk about Muskies Canada all afternoon. So maybe we should ask our guests if there's anything else that we need to get out regarding MCI before we shift discussion.
Yeah, like maybe you could just talk, like, just to close this, like in 2024, 2025, like what, like your strategic goals, are you, do you have something that's happening you want to talk about, or you're just the trajectory you just described over the last hour, you're just on that path, or there's something coming up that's exciting you want to talk about now, or maybe I'll just let you speak to that.
Well, Peter and I have decided we're going to continue to support this organization in our current roles or future roles as they may be until we run out of ideas. And we still have a lot of ideas, a lot of things being implemented, whether it's the buddy system, whether it's new financial models, whether it's a growth in our membership. I don't know how we increase 16% year over year and then compound interest that to 19 and change the next year. I don't know how we do any better than that for 2024.
I honestly, I think the show is going to help. I think this show will help.
Oh,
because we have this pipeline onto the TV show and into a whole new young and multi-species and diverse demographic. I'm not trying to toot our horn.
Well, I can toot your horn for you.
The
right
way
now
that the show is trending, we're, you know, the last report we got was 100,000
hits.
No, impressions a month. Impressions. So, and that's just going to grow for us,
right?
And so we know they're not all muskie anglers.
I had a guy come up to me at one of the two meetings ago in Kitchener-Waterloo. And because of my exposure on Facebook and the internet and the Odyssey, I'm a fairly well-known figure when it relates to muskies these days. You and I have fished together. Sure. You know, I stayed at John Anderson's house when I went to Ottawa last week.
On
you
the
know,
water or the one in like,
on the water.
The one in
it's like, beautiful. Right in Armprior.
In Armprior.
Yeah.
Okay, so
just
got to
beautiful.
Okay.
I almost kidnapped his dog. But I have too much respect for
the Scotch collection.
Well, we Holy were up shit. Until 2:30 in the morning.
I bet.
Inspecting it closely.
Yeah,
I'll say.
He's got a good palate, that guy.
And so when I was at this Kitchener-Waterloo meeting, a fella, and I apologize, I don't remember his name, came up to me and said, "Hey, this is my first meeting." I'm like, "Well, welcome. Like, do you have a buddy? Where are you sitting, etc." And he goes, "Well, I just wanted you to know I joined Muskies Canada because of you." And this isn't the first time I've heard it, and
right.
It still impacts me deeply.
Yeah.
I feel so much satisfaction and gratitude when I hear that. And I said, "Oh, well, tell me the story." He goes,
sure.
"Well, I was in New Zealand," and I said, "Pull up a chair." And I waved the server over. I'm like, "We need another round. Like, I got to hear this one."
Yeah.
And he said, "So there I am. I'm like on this work project or something." And he said, I knew I was going to be doing a ton of driving. So I downloaded a whole bunch of the Ugly Pipe podcast.
Oh, cool. And hey, New Zealand, Chris, that's all right there.
The very first one I listened to had you on there talking about Muskies Canada. He goes, so right then and there, I joined over the internet.
Wicked.
And I was just blown away, like legitimately blown away. And super appreciative of stories like that.
That's awesome.
A guy named Greg from Toronto, who used to be a member many years ago, who could probably put me in a headlock until my head popped off, reached out to me, comes up to me, and he's like, you son of a gun. He wasn't quite that PG. and I'm like, what I do now? And he goes, I joined Muskies Canada because of you.
Awesome.
Right? You brought me back. And so I've heard a lot of stories like that. And I want to keep that going. Yeah. I want to continue to earn and deserve that.
Well, look, even the show, Chris, we were not terribly involved with Muskies Canada for the first, you know, two thirds or three quarters of the show's existence. But then, you know, we were
still learning as well, right? Like we were getting integrated into the community. We were learning all of the, you know, how to reach out to people who knew more than we did. And that and the whole point of this podcast was that arc of learning for ourselves. So once we start to realize, you know, how valuable they were as a partnership, then I think, you know, things have really changed since then, Frank. But yeah, at the beginning, we were just kind of like floating around trying to figure out how this works, how this musky world works.
Yeah, exactly.
The hunt for answers.
Yeah. But there was a lot of turmoil early on, and it was off-putting, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's right? Another.
In and around the time of the St. Catherine's Odyssey
was an absolute clusterfuck. Okay. So can I add one thing that we're working on?
That was the first day the podcast ever happened. The second day of the podcast ever happened.
Yeah.
That show. Sure.
Perhaps even the last thing, if you're about to talk about the new bylaws and Ontario. Well,
I wasn't going to get that deep in.
Well, we should tell the listeners, because these guys do have a lot of listeners, so do your thing. But then let's also make sure, as a final note, or perhaps now before the final note, we talk about the new bylaws that are coming into place.
So, okay. So if you go back to the comment that I made earlier about being, you know, it's kind of like borderline insolvent and being very flush today, it's obvious we're talking about a very different kind of organizations going through an incredible period of growth from a regulatory, financial, you know, accounting perspective. No matter how you look at it, that kind of growth changes the way that you think about operating your business. So consistent, I think, with Ryan's note about customer service, we'd be really bad stewards of that organization if we did not make the changes necessary to ensure that this organization could continue to operate into the future. And so it's not sexy, guys, I get it. But we have been working really hard on our governance structure, our bylaws, which need to be brought into compliance with changes in Ontario regulations and Canadian regulations, developing new policies, making sure that we're on a solid footing from a taxation perspective, both federally and provincially, making sure that we're keeping up to date all of the records that we need to maintain with the province of Ontario. It's all that shit that nobody really wants to hear about, but can actually kill your organization.
It's the foundation.
If you're not managing.
Yeah.
So I thought it was important that we talk about that, because I think a lot of what we've been doing has been strengthening ourselves in that capacity.
It wasn't in the brochure when I ran for president. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
a lot of things that you created precipitated the need to shore up these things.
True.
So maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there wasn't the impetus, but now there is. This is something now. It's like when you have an idea and then you start making sales. It's like, oh, shit, I better patent this.
Right. Yeah, now I got to build it.
100%. I better get a good accountant.
100%.
Right? And 100%. Now we have something.
And, you know, I mean, it comes back to the point Ryan made earlier about the Constitution and the letters patent of the organization. Some people think we're just a fishing club. Well, if the founders of Muskies Canada believed that, why would they have incorporated us? Because incorporating something downloads a bunch of, you know, regulatory requirement, administrative overhead that you sure as hell don't need if all you want to do is run a fishing club.
Chris and right? I know. Chris and I are painfully aware. Right, right Chris?
You know, why did they spell out the need to keep bylaws up to date? Why did they spell out the ability of the board to go to the bank and get loans, to acquire property, to put that into play in terms of how Muskies Canada fulfilled
right.
fulfilled its objectives? Like, I'm just telling you, anybody who says we're just a fishing club
yeah.
is not consistent with the thinking of our founders.
But it sounds like the founders that's what we're trying smart. To do. Like, it sounds like they just you know, I always say the founding fathers that wrote the U.S. Constitution were, you know, in their 30s, they were brilliant.
As brilliant right? as anybody who's yeah. ever put together a political construct.
Yeah, yeah,
And my personal belief is, you know, the guys who set up Muskies Canada, and I think I said it earlier, they had vision.
4 decades
And they ago. Had ambition. Yeah. They had who are vision some of these and ambition. People?
They may not be around. They may not be listening, but I mean.
The good news is in order to not leave any of them out,
yeah.
I can tell you that the list of them okay. is in this month's Release Journal
cool.
magazine.
Very cool. That's yeah. good. So check and that out, everybody.
It's really worth it. And,
very
and
cool.
to put a pin in Peter's statement, it is not sexy. It is not cool. To spend my time discussing a policy or a bylaw instead of working on something really cool for members or for future meetings or outings has been really taxing. Now, because of our financial stability, we've been able to hire experts, lawyers, and accountants. And so we've been able to do this sort of stuff mm-hmm. in order to make sure that all of our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. Because if we take this foundation that we received and we add into it the new thinking and new model of Muskies Canada, and we start talking about four figures of members and thousands of members and more than a dozen chapters across Canada, you know, we need to make sure that our foundation continues to be strong. Mm-hmm. I've always thanked the forefathers for the bricks that they laid to build this foundation, but we're still doing that mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
And so our bylaws will be voted on at our first ever annual members meeting. ONCA, the Ontario Not-for-Profit Corporations Act is enacted and has been hovering for over a decade. Mm. And we now we've run out of grace period to enact these bylaws.
Right.
And any of the national executive committees before us weren't able to accomplish what this board of 22 men and women have been able to accomplish. And it's going to be accomplished on April 14th. Any member can zoom in. Every member's vote.
At the Odyssey?
It's the day after the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
is the Odyssey only one day?
So, yeah, one day. So we'll talk about that Odyssey. It's a weekend yeah, we full of events.
Yeah.
But because of the tremendous sales we make, mm-hmm. there is no day two. There's barely an afternoon yeah. at the Odyssey.
Yeah. Day three in Chicago was just listless.
Leaving yeah. hungry for more. I think we
absolutely, that, right? absolutely.
Yeah, there'll be a few dozen booths sold out by noon. We don't, you know, we don't have
when
to worry.
When
are
the doors open?
Probably 8 a.m.
Yeah, so 8:15, yeah. some of the booths will be out. We so, all know who they are.
Effectively, yeah, yeah exactly. yeah.
That's right. So,
just past the wall here and first left.
So the bylaws will be voted on, and you as a member of Muskies Canada, whether you've been a member for 2 weeks. Or 25 years, whether you're a member, a volunteer, a executive member of your chapter, or a national executive, or even the president, your vote is still just one.
Yeah.
And so we've got these bylaws accomplished. We have the provisional policies accomplished, something that hadn't been done in many, many a year, and now it's done. So show up on the 14th. Have some eggs and coffee and a breakfast sandwich, or zoom in if you aren't at the Odyssey. We're asking,
where is it happening physically?
So it's happening right in the same room as the Odyssey after okay. the next day.
Because I think I'll still be there. I think
the after party.
Yeah,
the after party after the Odyssey.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere, right? Yeah, you're staying, right?
Yeah.
And so we are asking for people's vote. It will pass. I'll be there. It will pass without, you know, everyone coming to vote, but we're asking for that support. We want people to show up and say, hey, you know, thanks for doing that work, because more than a dozen people work their tail off for this.
That's a Sunday, right?
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, okay. So hopefully a lot of people will have time to stick around and participate in that.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's open to all members. So that is our last note on Muskies Canada as an organization. Come and check out a meeting.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a member. If you want to just dip your toe in the water and you want to see what it's about, go to the website, muskiescanada.ca, figure out who your closest chapter is, and figure out when the next meeting is, and just show up. We'll welcome you.
Yeah.
They will all welcome you. You can have a beer. You can talk muskie. Who knows? You might make a friend who's going to net your next 55.
I met one of my best fishing buddies at one of my earliest chapter meetings. I won a St. Croix Legend Elite.
Nice.
So I won a freaking $800 fishing rod or whatever it is. I don't even know what it costs because I've never bought one. I still use it. I've personally experienced the upside of checking out one of these meetings. And to the listeners, do it. Just do it. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You'll hate it. If you fish, you're going to love it. So it's definitely worth it. All right, Chris, should we talk about the 2024 Muskies Canada Muskie Odyssey, or should we?
Yeah, it's a good segue. I just want to comment on the fact that it just sounds like there's just, like, first of all, I really appreciate both of your passion for what you're doing. And there's just such tremendous momentum right now, whether it's financial performance or membership growth. And it sounds like you guys, the path is just, it's very exciting to listen to. So I just want to commend you on what you've accomplished, and it's reflecting in how you speak and how, and just like your the tone of your voice, the passion, it's contagious, and I'm excited to talk more about muskie. So
Chris, can I tell you something I'm passionate about? I'm passionate about chaos tackle. I don't know about you.
Tell me about.
And you know what? I don't know if they're going to be at the Odyssey. Are they going to be at the Odyssey?
So as
a bunch of their vendors
as
are.
A sub vendor,
Zoco will be there, and Angling Sports. I don't know if they'll be there, but they carry lots of. Is Angling Sports coming?
No, Angling Sports is not there. We do have a few anchors, and Zoco is a strong supporter of Muskies Canada.
Can't wait to see those guys.
And the Muskie Odyssey. And so everyone knows that they can get their equipment from Chaos at the Odyssey.
Yes, equipment like assault sticks, guys and girls. These rods, the first musky rods made by musky anglers to throw big musky lures and hook and land these fish. You're going to have so much success. They're very comfortable. They're wonderful. I use one for my trolling rod. I can't imagine it's going to be long before I start casting them too. I love them. They've got a great team over there. Vince, Trevor, great people to deal with. And you know what? Just you can get everything on their website that you need to be a muskie angler. ChaosTackle.com. Check it out. Even better, high quality custom handmade baits, really good prices too. And you get stuff that's different that fish haven't seen. So when you've got these muskies that are moody and nobody's eating, you put on something that's completely different and that they haven't seen before. And you're going to catch. Chris, I told you about the Cycle Flaptail that I bought in Chicago. It looks like it looks like an incomplete bait, because I'm like, where's the other half to this? It is just so unique. And when I saw the way I was talking to Trevor from Chaos, when I saw the way he looked at me very intensely when he said what kind of reaction and what kind of success the anglers are getting with this particular model, I bought it in 5 seconds. And so
I'm also really excited after talking with Landry, Rover Baits, the Revolution reel set that, like, I want to try that rod. I want to try the pistol grip rod. I've never, like, I've held one, but I've never really fished with one. So
yeah.
He just raved about when you made the transition.
If you're listening, Chris and I are hungry for this. We want to try it out. So let's connect and, let's see what we can do to widen our chaos, arsenal. And Chaos, Chris, was very nice to send us some Poseidons. And so I've got a box of those, and they're just going to get destroyed this year. I can't wait to throw them. I'm stoked. Stoked for the season.
I met with those folks when I was in Ohio and New York.
Oh, yeah. I even tried to get to New York. I couldn't.
Oh, it's too bad. It was a really terrific time.
Yeah.
Really great people there. The Muskie people are some of the most fun. Mm-hmm. If you think about the amount of energy that they're willing to put into to a fishing trip, 5 days in the snow, in the wind, not catch anything, leave happy and book the same week next year. Like these are these are the same guys that are, you know, drinking beer and moonshine. it was pretty amazing. But when we weren't drinking moonshine and I was in the chaos booth, I spent some time chatting with them, and they were very keen on us supporting Isoco, who has a ton of their products.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet JM from Isoco. I know he has a partner, but I don't he's not my liaison, so I'm sure I'll meet them both. And they seem like really smart guys. They seem like smart. You know what? I'll tell you what, there's a real creep of real serious players into this space right now. So, like, you look at – I'm not just trying to say this because they're our sponsors, but Vince from Chaos Tackle is a smart businessman, and he's bringing these principles into the industry, and JM is the same. And I said to JM when I met them, when we were doing the deal with Isoco, I said, I could tell by your branding that you guys are different.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't – it was different, and it felt – and it all felt different. And I remember the last – Odyssey, I walked by their booth and I was just like, you know, sometimes you walk by a booth, you don't want to make eye contact because you're on your way to the bathroom or you're going to meet someone or whatever. And I just like was so intrigued by what they were doing. So when they contacted us for the sponsorship deal, I was super, super impressed and happy to have them interested in us because I was so interested in them. And, you know,
they're a strong partner.
They're a strong partner. Sure. These guys get it. They know that. You know, we're all here to lift each other up. And, you know, like we don't have to have this talk right now about Isoco or Angling Sports or Chaos. But when you partner with these great organizations, it makes you better. It makes them better. It makes us all better.
100%.
And like I said, we're getting a creep of really cool, even yourself, Peter. I mean, when we connected the first time, it was obvious that we had a corporate past kind of in common. And I said to you, you must have been in sales. Right. And you're like, you told me what you did. And I don't remember, but it was linked to that. Right.
Yeah.
And you can just tell when somebody is from a different level, but they're bringing all those traits and characteristics and skills into what we're doing here. This is why this is going so well for all of us.
Yeah.
All of us, Chris, for myself, for Isoco, for Angling Sports, for Chaos, for everybody, for Muskies Canada. Sure.
I think your line's 100% right. Yeah. We raise each other up. Right.
100%. All right, enough back scratching, Chris. Let's talk about the Odyssey. I can't wait.
Yeah, so let's just hand it over. When, where, will it give us the scoop? Give us everything.
So the Odyssey has been an ongoing machine that Muskies Canada has used to support itself, its members, and those suppliers that have a similar mindset to Muskies Canada in trying to give back. And every penny that some people generate is from the muskie industry. Well, every penny that the Odyssey generates goes back into that muskie industry. So by being at the Odyssey, you're really supporting yourself in so many ways. And, you know, we saw that and decided to change it to annual. And it's been working for us. However, we had some stumbling blocks as all growth and professional organizations do. We didn't have a home. We didn't have a permanent home. Mm-hmm. So it went from St. Catharines and went out to like the Clarington area. Well, that arena was not supporting with, you know, confirmation that we could have that space. Mm-hmm. So we transitioned from there to Hamilton and then from there to Oshawa. And we think we may finally have found the right partner who gets
for
it
this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so it's this
location too. Central.
This year, the Delta on Dixon Road, right by the airport in Mississauga, Toronto, in the GTA. It's right on Dixon Road. It's April 13th. It is a giant facility that allows us to have room for growth and allows us to explore and expand, as well as expose these terrific custom builders. And the first Friday night after setup, we're going to have an industry social. And so anyone who has a booth, or if you're a member of the board of directors, or if you're involved in the Muskie industry, you'll be able to gain access to
this. So this is Friday night?
This is Friday night after the setup.
Okay.
And so there'll be an a la carte bar and restaurant service there in the 8,000 square foot foyer of the venue that will be exclusive to these network people.
Cool.
And so you guys will be able to interact with Izoco. Or so, for instance, the Angling Sports is not someone who has a booth as of yet, but perhaps the boss wants to come down, so he can reach out to me, he or she can reach out to me, and get a wristband to be part of this social, to understand what it is to be in the Muskie industry. And so it'll be a really fun night that goes long. The previous non-organized events last until well into the morning. However, the difference this time is you're now just an elevator ride away from your room. And so there's no liability for driving. There's no concern for...
Is there a cost for businesses if they want to get that wristband for the Friday?
So, yeah, if you are a business member that doesn't have a booth, it is exclusive, and so you do have to reach out to me, and there is a donation to Muskies Canada. I think we've talked about it being $20 to $25 as a door cost at the door.
I'll reach out to John at Angling Sports this afternoon.
And so you guys have access with your booth, as does, say,
we're in your booth. We don't have a booth.
Well, we've got your booth with us. There's a wild turkey in your backyard.
Dude. Look at this! Look at this tom. This tom that's coming right here. It's massive.
There is eight wild turkeys in your backyard. So I got distracted.
I know you like to hunt. I know you like to hunt.
That's
so
a big boy.
Look at this one. This was right before you guys got here.
Beard's dragging the ground.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That one was right there this morning.
Is his tail fan damaged, or is it just not fully expanded?
I think it's not fully expanded because when he had his ass turned to me, it was glorious.
I see. Right? It was good.
It was a glorious ass.
I would like you to cut that that piece out for me to use as my ringtone, if you don't mind, Prince.
Do you know the name of Canada's one and only specialized pike and muskie shop? It's Izoco, and it's an Esox angler's paradise, offering the very best in hand-picked, top-quality gear, from bait casting to fly fishing, and even specialized Scandinavian tackle. Izoco's staff will provide expert advice and top-quality service. But Izoco is more than just a store. It's a community of passionate anglers that make up the Izoco tribe, and they're always ready to share tips, swap stories. So head over to their shop in person or online at izocofishing.com and let Izoco turn those fishing trips into epic stories.
Hi, everybody. I'm Angelo Viola.
And I'm Pete Bowman.
Now, you might know us as the hosts of Canada's favorite fishing show, but now we're hosting a podcast.
That's right. Every Thursday, Ange and I will be right here in your ears, bringing you a brand new episode of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Now, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours every week?
Well, you know there's going to be a lot of fishing.
I knew exactly where those fish were going to be and how to catch them, and they were easy to catch.
Yeah, but it's not just a fishing show. We're going to be talking to people from all facets of the outdoors, from athletes.
All the other guys would go golfing. Me and Garth and Turk and all the Russians would go fishing.
To scientists.
But now that we're reforesting and letting things free, it's the perfect transmission environment for Lyme disease.
To chefs.
If any game isn't cooked properly,
marinated,
you will taste it.
And whoever else will pick up the phone.
Wherever you are, Outdoor Journal Radio seeks to answer the questions and tell the stories of all those who enjoy being outside.
Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter what species you love to target, from boot to headlamp, Angling Sports has what you need. Their store is massive, and it's just loaded with equipment and apparel. So if you love to go after those big toothy critters like we do, it's a one-stop shop for all pike and musky tackle. Whether you're looking for trolling rods or casting reels, Angling Sports is always adding the latest and best industry offerings from entry level to higher end. Looking for custom musky baits? They got them. It's worth the drive to London, so check out their amazing store in person or online by visiting anglingsports.ca and net that PB in style.
So, the industry social will be a really cool event where people, builders, and suppliers will be able to get together and not necessarily be interrupted by customers attacking them for these baits and equipment that we all desire so much. Mm-hmm. Because quite frankly, we're all going to be doing that anyways. But when the show opens on Saturday morning, there's typically a ton of people lined up, people who have been out all night tailgating, etc. And the groups of suppliers will ride the elevator down, get into their booth and get started. We talked earlier about some of these guys who will be sold out in minutes.
Yeah.
And that is really the difference between us and some of the American shows, is that we have these tremendous lineups for limited product. And, you know, Peter spoke to me recently about being able to talk to Mr. Rapala. And so you should really touch in on that about the difference between...
Oh, because there's no Mr. Rapala, you mean.
There's no Mr. Rapala. Yeah, right. There's no Mr. Cordell. Yeah. But you go to a Muskies Canada meeting, or you go to the Odyssey, right? And you want to talk to Sean Mahar?
Yeah.
He's go right talk there. To him, right? You want to talk to Noah Clark? Go talk to him.
Right.
You want to talk to Lidio Azevedo?
Pretty cool.
Go talk to them, right? Ask them how to run their base, right? So there's an intimacy, I think, with...
Dive,
you know, that
it's very
ecosystem.
Important to get dive curve information. If you can talk to those guys that make it, understanding your dive curve is essential to everything.
So my whole thing about, you know, dive curve is not, you know, 3-1. It's called a curve for a reason.
Right.
Right. I want to know how that works.
Yeah.
Right.
100%.
So, you know,
Well, that's really a great point. And that's, okay. Yeah.
Walking around the last Odyssey was John Perry. Periwinkle, the godfather of through wire solid wood baits.
Yeah.
You could run into a number of guys that have been around a long time that are, you know, exceptional heritage in musky fishing. And that is the difference between us and a regular fishing show or a regular sales show, is that you're talking to the guy that designed the angle of that lip and highly likely can tell you, you know, at 4 miles an hour, if it's 80-pound braid versus 100-pound braid, what the difference is.
Right.
And why you might want to run 80-pound braid versus 100-pound braid.
Right.
And so those are the kind of things that you can get if you become, you know, a high-level musky hunter, then going to the Odyssey can take you to that next step. If you're new to musky fishing, then you can come and attend our seminars. And we have 5 hours of various seminars that will take you
through. Concurrently with show hours?
Yes. Yeah. Not the first hour.
Yeah.
So from
fair enough.
Until 10 a.m., there are no speakers.
Can we say who the speakers are? Are we ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, well, if you are, we are.
And so it hasn't been announced on our page as of this podcast, but the speakers...
It will be when this airs. This is going to be last week of March.
Right, great. And so the speakers that have been announced, we're going to start with a science panel. And the reason we want to start with that science panel is because we want people to remember that it's not just about catching the fish, but it's about being able to catch the fish in the future.
Yeah.
And so we have a team from Carleton University who have been working on the Petawawa River project. We have have Sean Landsman and a few guys that are attending.
Okay.
But the presentation will be done by the new students that are working on the project. So Aaron Wilson and Katie Cunningham.
Yep. Cool.
Yes.
Sean's been on the show, and some of his students have been on the show as well.
Yeah. So these are two great. Everything about Katie and Aaron is exceptional. I've spent several days fishing with them. I've spent, you know, countless hours with them, but I've also, you know, you really get to judge a person based on their fishing effort. And at least that's one of the ways that I judge if I can, you know, spend a weekend with somebody is how hard they're willing to work fishing.
Yeah.
And Katie and Aaron are savage anglers.
Like, are they muskie anglers?
100%. Now they're multi-species anglers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the core of their passion is 100% muskie angling.
Yeah.
Aaron right now is in Winnipeg, I think, working as a guide for these giant greenback walleye that are just stunning.
We see them online all the time.
And
right?
So, yes, she is definitely involved in angling from start to finish, every bit of the season, every season. But they are savage muskie hunters with a tremendous amount of drive and skill to match.
Cool.
So they'll be giving a presentation. Moving on from there is a very small presentation, I believe, by one of the chapter chairs in the Kawartha Lakes, who will be talking about the Stony Lake project that we also funded and or contributed to the funding of. And from there, we will be talking about the Grand River reintroduction restoration project. And so we don't know if Davin will make it because his daughter is a young professional hockey player and playoffs are happening. So depending on how well she does in that is what time he can show up.
I hope he can make it.
But Andy Pappas is a great surrogate and highly capable of
We got to get Andy on the show.
Oh, you should.
He's on the show.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, Chris, next time I ask you, who the hell should I book? Tell me Andy Pappas.
Yeah, we had Davin on. He was great.
We did have that. Davin gave us one of the all-time
best episodes.
Yeah.
So smart.
All-time.
One of the all-time. And a wonderful guy. A hell of an angler.
I met him at the last Odyssey. When the power panel was happening, he and I sat together.
Oh.
Yeah. I introduced myself, and that was when I'm like, hey, someone maybe it was you. Someone brought him to me and said, you got to meet this guy. He needs to come on your show.
Yeah.
And sure enough, man, he hit it out of the park.
It sounds like something I would have done. Was the guy on a scooter at the time?
Maybe.
Because it might have been me. I was piggybacking Davin. So that's our science panel.
Yeah.
And then after that is a professional fishing guide from Lac Seul named Greg Attard.
Okay.
And he is young, enthusiastic, really hard drive, and he's going to be putting on a presentation. After that, we have a good friend of mine named Brent Bocek. And Brent,
we all know Brent.
He's a hell of a speaker. And he's been really solid for Muskies Canada because he does a presentation called Muskie 101 and has a really unique way of helping people understand some of the basics and reminding people who maybe don't need to know the basics some of the things they've forgotten or aren't implementing.
It's like jiu-jitsu,
And so,
you always have to circle back.
So this year he's coming with the Ezekiel. He's coming with Muskie's 102, kicking it up a notch.
Nice.
And so
that'd be great.
Yeah, really, really excited to hear some of the special items that he can help the novice and the not so novice learn.
Right.
Then we've got Stephen Paul, who's going to close the show for us. He's designed baits for Livingston. I believe he's the record holder in Ohio. He's also a dreaded competitor of the Ugly Pike podcast. He runs the 360 podcast with Joe Bucher. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know Joe Bucher was on a podcast.
Yeah, they have a Muskie 360 podcast. Nice. So
sounds fun.
He's got some really high-level presentations. He's a terrific speaker, very entertaining. So
awesome. Sounds great.
Yeah, I think the people will really enjoy the speakers this year. And on the show floor, we are just having tremendous support from all of our past suppliers, with over 95% of them returning this year from last year.
Right.
And a tremendous new influx of vendors that are coming in, including guys from across the border, like Todd Leopardi from Leolures. And
is he speaking?
No, he's got a booth.
Okay.
He's coming
from where?
From Pennsylvania.
Leo Lures.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got Boss Shad coming, who has their own booth.
Yeah.
I spent a great deal of time talking to a lot of guys, like the Thorn Brother guys.
Okay.
And said, hey, listen, like, don't bring your whole store. Just bring a 10x10 booth full of fishing rods. Style.
Holy shit. Their booth in Chicago was insane.
Yes. Yeah.
It took the entire wall and then it wrapped. I never seen anything like that before.
They bring the thunder, those guys.
It's crazy.
So yeah, we've got a ton of support from our American friends. Baker provided a giant glow in the dark bait for our auction. Yeah, very, very appreciative. I was down there. He's like, come to my booth right now. I'm like, the show hasn't even opened yet. And he's like, just take whatever you want. I'm like, no way. I will come on Sunday and take a bait.
Yeah,
he's just, him and Katia are just extremely, extremely generous. And so, yeah, we're really excited for the people who have re-upped at the Odyssey. And a lot of guys are doubling down. Like, Izoko's doubling their space.
Are they?
Yeah. Awesome. And so is Mike Nabulsi from Waterwolf.
Yeah.
There's a ton of guys. The another great American supplier is the St. Lawrence Muskie Shop. Mm. And I'm under the impression that they have a distributorship.
Who's from, that?
A guy named Kenny.
Right.
Just a giant of a man.
Yeah.
Shows up with his family, and they all work hard. And they bring things like Spankies and a lot of stuff that we don't see here at our local shops, which is great because, you know, it doesn't take away from guys like Izoko who are selling items because they're not necessarily competing with the same item. Right. They're bringing some other things. But apparently he's made a distributor deal with Dave Cormanios from DK and is bringing a tremendous supply of DKs.
I'm buying one.
Yeah.
I want a DK so bad. And I never hit them on the Facebook page. I want one of his perch mark. They're so nice. I probably won't ever run it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no
argument. They're not that expensive.
He's an incredible guy, and
everybody says that
his support. He's so Canadian,
yeah,
like, he really. Is.
Yeah, I know he's a Monster Hip fan. That's the only thing I know about
him. Bobby Orr, it's just like
right.
He's definitely honorary. He's eating poutine right now while we're talking on this podcast. But he supports Muskies Canada so strongly.
Yeah.
He always gives us a couple of baits to auction or raffle, including the 13 inchers. And so he's
I remember 2 years ago was that weird color one in your kitchen.
Oh, the night.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
a,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was named after a weird name.
Was that after a hip song?
Yeah.
Was that the Wheat Kings? Maybe?
No. Wheat Kings is very cool though.
Wheat Kings is gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah. No, the Black Starry Night one is definitely named after a hip song, and the name of it is
I don't think it was a hip song,
is escaping me.
I have it on our wall here. I'm gonna see if I know I put, it was one of the last things I posted, Chris, before we went to our format on our wall that was just basically our the covers of our episodes. So that's I got it here, right here. Anyways,
Well, while you're looking
this guy
for
right
that,
there, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. So he donated 2 13-inchers last year. The other one is that black purple one with like a moon on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is so generous, always supports Muskies Canada because he believes in what we're doing. And when he showed up last year and sought me out and greeted me, I got a really cool bucket list picture of him on one side and Hoser on the other of me. And it was really, really great. I was super honored and very appreciative that he came. So I don't know if he'll be making an appearance. He's a very, very quiet guy. You never know. He, I know he had a good time last year. So who knows? Maybe he'll just show up
on
Friday.
Was there last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was there last year. He showed up with his wife. And they're really wonderful people to just chit chat with. So you never know. Maybe on the Friday night, he may already have a purple.
What's happening
wristband
on the Saturday night?
So Saturday night after the Odyssey is the after party. But before that,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
I got a Ron Popeil moment. But wait, there's more. And so the Odyssey will close at 3 o'clock, and you know that's really a unique experience in this industry because that's a short window of time. Yeah. And so it really is long enough for these guys to make these sales like Mark and Hans.
Yeah.
I mean, these,
speaking of US.
Yeah. They're tremendous longtime supporters. They're also incredible.
They're the best.
When we showed up in Ohio,
I was with them for 3 days in Chicago.
That was our first. Right. That was our first stop. We got to the show. We walked in and we stood at their booth for 2 hours, just shooting the breeze, drinking beers, talking musky, buying musky baits, of course. But
they get out of their way when the doors open. They had a stampede, man.
Oh, and they do because of the success of their equipment and because they bring special show colors, and because Hans baits are so handmade so custom. He just recently did
a
small video where he was painting them live on Facebook. Very, very cool.
He's incredible.
He really is. But even as a human, he's incredible. 100%. I love talking to those guys.
He just invited me to his Memorial Day barbecue in the U.S. and I think it's in May.
Oh,
I may have screwed that up because I don't know my U.S. holidays, but I'm going. I can't wait.
You can't miss it. If you get an invitation like that, you honestly can't. Plus, I think he knows a thing or two about meat.
Well, Josh will be there. So Josh is the freaking meat emperor.
The pit master. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
So when this Odyssey closes from 3 until 6, the space, all the bars and food options will stay open. But we're going to convert it into a tackle swap. And so one of the things we learned over the last few years.
For attendees?
Yes. Yep.
Shit.
And so if you've got, box riders or wall hangers, you've got a double of a rod or another net that you don't use anymore, all of that stuff will be open for you guys to all put it out on the tables. And now that all the sales have been finalized for the Odyssey, our vendors have been protected.
Yeah.
They've made their sales and their revenue. In fact, John Anderson let me know. He's like, I'm bringing a box of stuff. I'm gonna sell it at the swap.
Tons of stuff, yeah.
And so
you sell it or you swap it?
Both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of times it's a swap. Like, hey, I see you've got a hose daddy.
Yeah.
And I've got these two snipers. I'll trade you this for that.
Okay.
Which color do you want? But oftentimes cash will change hands and or top up a deal or people will just buy things outright.
Oh man.
And
that's
so
cool. Great idea.
It's a very cool idea. It was actually originally brought in a few years ago, but it wasn't planned and as organized as it is now. Didn't have defined hours or space. Okay. So this tackle swap will allow people to hang out and continue to socialize at this event. And in the American shows, they are extremely successful.
Okay.
And a really awesome, fun time. And so, you know, you hang out and, you know, Matt O'Brien is there. He's got his tackle box and he's open to all deals and offers. He's super entertaining. And he ends up buying more than he sells. It's fun to watch. And so, yeah, everyone has this opportunity for this tackle swap. We're not sure how we're going to handle, you know, small bait makers that want to sell their new wares, because we really want to make sure that we strengthen and defend the position of our vendors. And so there'll be more information on that. And anyone who, you know, started making spinner baits and only has 10 and wants to try and sell them at the tackle swap will have to reach out to me and talk to me about how that might work. And you know, making sure that, again, we take care of those vendors who are, you know, so important to the event.
Oh, and I love that idea, though. That sounds great.
While that's happening, the volunteers and the vendors will be packing up their stuff. And then that area will get transformed into an after party with an actual sit down, like premium meal. And I believe the meal that we chose, the primary meal, there'll be a vegan or vegetarian option as well. But I don't really think in those terms, but I know that they have the capabilities to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be half of a rosemary chicken with puree of potato and, you know, green beans and vegetables. Starts with soup and salad, ends with it like a dessert bar. Nice. And there'll be tons of bars open throughout the facility. Someone asked me if it would be open bar, and I said, you know, for that price, not possible with the crew that we're talking about here.
It would be
a devastating loss to the all the hard work Muskies Canada has done to generate revenue.
$50,000 bill.
Oh, yeah. I think they could do much better than that.
Yeah.
But you know, really premium, you know, chef inspired meals, and then the party will go late into the night. We're working on you know, raffles. We're working on auctions. We're working on prizes, awards, like all kinds of really cool things are going to happen so that people will stay until the wee hours of the morning and continue to have a good time.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So that's the Saturday night.
Yeah. And if you don't need, you know, to have your stomach pumped from alcohol poisoning,
right,
then on Sunday in the morning is our annual members meeting.
That's right.
There's an option to attend for free and just go into the
stand. Attend it, because you know what? Symbolically, having everybody vote is just it's a very unifying, powerful optic.
For sure.
And so to the listeners, we're encouraging you guys to stick around a couple extra, have a nice breakfast to sleep in maybe, or whenever the hell this is happening, and show up and let's show some solidarity to this group.
It would be rewarding for us as a board of directors to have people, you know, show up to support the not fun work that we had to do.
Yeah.
And it was hundreds and hundreds of hours of work. You know, we know people will stick around for the after party. We know people will enjoy cocktails and food and camaraderie, and we'll feel good about that. But to have people either stick around and show up on Sunday or Zoom in on Sunday would be almost equally as rewarding for the amount of effort and energy that we did for the not fun stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it had to be done. It had to be done. Without it, we have you know, tremendous compliance issues. So the fact that we've accomplished this task and we have something, you know, professional, respectful, and successful to put forward for a vote, we'd love to get 500 people just voting for it. Even though 20 will do, we want hundreds of people voting for it to give us that confidence and support that our hard work is appreciated.
Cool. Chris, so Ryan, sounds
Ryan, this is, you just you just go on to the Muskies Canada website and click the link. It'll bring you to Eventbrite. That's where you get the tickets, correct?
That's absolutely true. They are available at the door, but you don't want to wait till the door. Do you guys know why you don't want to wait till the door?
Line up.
You want to get in and buy those baits.
No, let me tell you. It's general entry. So Whoever gets in that lineup first is going to get in. But the reason you want in on that is because some of our most prestigious suppliers, in fact, a number of suppliers reached out after the fact. So for next year, we'll have a ton of early bird draws because of those suppliers. But this year, if you purchase your tickets in the first 20 days, you get entered into multiple early bird draws. And so if you bought a ticket today and there's a draw in 1 week, you're in that draw, but then you're re-entered into the next draw automatically. So by buying early, you're in for multiple draws. The first draw is a package from Rover, Landry Smith.
Cool.
And it was in addition to the donation he made to the Odyssey, he donated a package to give to whoever the early bird draw winner is. Cool. And
wow, what a prize.
Sean Mahar from Hoser. Wow. and his right-hand lady, Char, donated some baits to Muskies Canada. But two of the baits that we have from Sean will be up for grabs. And they are Wish Perch Pattern, a giant or a flat shad and a hose daddy. And so you'll get to pick whichever one you want. And so if you've entered any of these online draws, you've probably paid.
Only once ever.
So,
and I won.
There's a ton. Wow. I'm lucky. Yeah, you're not the rule, that's for sure.
And I only bought one ticket. And other guys were buying like five, and I just. Yeah. Yeah.
So in order to gain access to some of these baits, guys will.
Ooh, see that lightning? Yeah.
Guys, will spend more and not get an Odyssey ticket. And so in order to get entered, buy your tickets at Eventbrite. You can find it on the MuskiesCanada.ca website or under Facebook for Muskies Canada. And it's an actual working link. And so you can link right to it. And kids under 12 are free. So
nice.
You don't have to, if you've got a kid under 12, and you want to let them see the chaos that is Muskies Canada Odyssey, you can bring them along for free.
Very nice. Very nice. Chris, that was a good point. This has been amazing, Chris. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we ask our guests the same?
I think they covered so much today. I think it was a great discussion. The weight you brought into the show today, like I learned a lot. I learned a lot, and again, it's just like the show you just described. Everybody's going to want to go to. So many things available. Like that swap thing sounds so interesting. I just started putting together in my head all the things I would like to bring and swap.
Me too.
I'm sure people are doing that in their heads right now, right? When they listen to this, they're like,
"You just got to hide them from the vendors that might be beside you if you bring their baits to swap." I don't know. They'll
have like it's the next day, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, what I believe most vendors want their equipment to be fished. And so if you're the owner of a pattern that isn't right for your water body that you choose, or it doesn't have the dive curve that works or size, they're perfectly happy from everyone that I've talked to. And I don't know that there's many people that talk to more bait builders than I do on a regular basis.
Probably not. Yeah.
And developed, you know, real friendships with a number of these guys and girls.
Yeah.
And they just want people to catch fish on their baits. And that's the ultimate goal. So yeah, if you've got a BWB, you probably have 20 of them anyways. Right. So selling two of them in order to get a different bait is a good thing for Lydio, because he knows that the other 18 you're not selling because they catch you all kinds of fish.
Sure. Yeah.
And the two that you are will be better suited to the Larry or to the Kawarthas or what have
you. That's a good point. Awesome. So is there anything else that we need to know about the Odyssey before we wrap this up?
Not before the Odyssey, but maybe about Muskies Canada.
Sure.
If I go first, you back clean up.
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay. So look, it for those of you know in your audience who may not know us, there are three words that I want you to remember. Connect, educate, and protect. We connect musky fishermen in an environment that's safe and welcoming, so that you can meet other people who share the passion that you have for these kinds of fish. Educate. We'll take the learning curve for a musky fisherman and compress it by, you know, a factor of two or a factor of three, and also show you how to release these fish safely back into the environment. And third, protect. You know, we happen to believe that it's important for us to leave this resource base maybe a little better than we found it, right? Yeah. Make a positive contribution there. And that reflects everything we've talked about today in terms of research. So if that sounds good to you and motivating to you, come to the Odyssey, come to a chapter meeting, check us out. We'd love to be able to meet you.
Awesome.
Great summary.
I don't know that I can improve upon that. And yeah. Mother Nature is sending thunder and lightning our way.
Yeah, what the hell? This it just went dark here, Chris, and all of a sudden we're getting all this lightning.
What the listeners don't know is that during my last speech that Frank got his bow out and started putting on camel paint on his face to go get us lunch.
I think I have my arrows. I got a bunch of arrows in the car.
I noticed them.
Just such an emergency.
Well, I appreciate our relationship with Ugly Pike. I appreciate our friendship.
Likewise.
And the fishing time we get to spend together. And I certainly appreciate the Friday presentations that you do where people can call in. And so the next time we have like breaking news, you can expect a call from one of the Muskies Canada team.
And that's any chapter. It's anybody from the organization that wants to.
Yeah, that's right? Great.
100%.
We love that. That's it's really exciting and generous. So to all the listeners, we appreciate you guys, and we're looking forward to having a beer and sharing some fish stories at the next chapter meeting or at the Odyssey. So come check us out.
All right. Well said. Chris, can we wrap?
Let's wrap it up. Yep.
All right, you guys, if you have a business, a small business, a big business, anywhere in the fishing industry, reach out if you want to see our sponsorship deck. We have all sorts of a la carte deals that are super affordable for any size business, even if you're a one-man guy, you know, sitting in your garage cranking out baits. Get a hold of us. And you know what? Just keep in mind a couple of important things. Number one, that ad lives in perpetuity. In the history of the show, it'll always be there. So one ad spend with repeated exposures. The other thing is that you'll get exposure to 3.5 million anglers who watch the Fish in Canada TV show, because we have sponsored the Outdoor Journal Radio Podcast Network has sponsored the Get in There segment of the show. And so we've got a good presence on national TV. There is nothing like this in the industry in terms of value for money, podcast rates, TV exposure. Also, leave a review for the show if you don't mind, iTunes or Spotify or anywhere you get your media. We would really appreciate it. All right, guys, we will see you at the Odyssey. We're checking out. See you later.
The Ugly Pike Podcast.
As the world gets louder and louder, the lessons of our natural world become harder and harder to hear, but they are still available to those who know where to listen. I'm Jerry Ouellette, and I was honored to serve as Ontario's Minister of Natural Resources. However, my journey into the woods didn't come from politics. Rather, it came from my time in the bush and a mushroom. In 2015, I was introduced to the birch-hungry fungus known as chaga, a tree conch, with centuries of medicinal use by indigenous peoples all over the globe. After nearly a decade of harvest, use, testimonials, and research, my skepticism has faded to obsession, and I now spend my life dedicated to improving the lives of others through natural means. But that's not what the show's about. My pursuit of this strange mushroom and my passion for the outdoors has brought me to the places and around the people that are shaped by our natural world. On Outdoor Journal Radio's Under the Canopy podcast, I'm going to take you along with me to see the places and meet the people that will help you find your outdoor passion and help you live a life close to nature and under the canopy. Find Under the Canopy now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Do you know the name of Canada's one and only specialized pike and muskie shop? It's Izoco, and it's an Esox Angler's Paradise, offering the very best in hand-picked, top-quality gear, from bait casting to fly fishing, and even specialized Scandinavian tackle. Izoco's staff will provide expert advice and top-quality service. But Izoco's more than just a store. It's a community of passionate anglers that make up the Izoco tribe, and they're always ready to share tips, swap stories. So head over to their shop in person or online at izocofishing.com and let Izoco turn those fishing trips into epic stories. No matter what species you love to target, from boot to headlamp, Angling Sports has what you need. Their store is massive, and it's just loaded with equipment and apparel. So if you love to go after those big toothy critters like we do, it's a one-stop shop for all pike and musky tackle. Whether you're looking for trolling rods or casting reels, Angling Sports is always adding the latest and best industry offerings from entry level to higher end. Looking for custom musky baits? They got them. It's worth the drive to London, so check out their amazing store in person or online by visiting anglingsports.ca and net that PB in style. Do you know the name of Canada's one and only specialized pike and muskie shop? It's Izoco, and it's an Esox Angler's Paradise, offering the very best in hand-picked, top-quality gear, from bait casting to fly fishing, and even specialized Scandinavian tackle. Izoco's staff will provide expert advice and top-quality service. But Izoco is more than just a store. It's a community of passionate anglers that make up the Izoco tribe, and they're always ready to share tips, swap stories. So head over to their shop in person or online at izocofishing.com and let Izoco turn those fishing trips into epic stories.